The final chance is to size up the economy before America votes. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There is 1 week left till the election, so it's a good time to take a look at what's happening in the real economy. Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company is with us from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Mark.
So we're getting some of those last economic readings before Election Day, including a report earlier this week on people's income and spending. What do we learn from that?
Well, the economy right now is spectacularly okay. People's incomes are still rising modestly, you know, up about 3.5% year over year, and they're comfortable enough with their family balance sheets that they're spending again, and that's really our recovery engine. We're looking at consumers still confident, home sales are good, so we're going to see a very respectable Christmas here. Now, the rest of the world's still kind of mixed, especially with Europe. Brexit is really hurting them, but the emerging markets are stabilizing, and this is a real positive.
Now, in the U.S., that economic growth hasn't quite been as fast as we'd like, but we did get a GDP number earlier showing stronger than expected growth. What does the big picture look like for the economic growth here?
Earnings have been all over the place. There are a hefty group of disappointments this week, and everybody seems to be blaming the elections. You know, they're saying this is why business has not been as robust as they really wanted or expected. But bottom line, these disappointments are all coming from record earnings high levels, so it's hardly crushing news. Of course, there are going to be disappointments. You can't blame the elections, but you've got to find somebody to blame, and why not?
Julie Neiman with Smith Moore & Company, thanks very much.
You bet.
Speaking of earnings, U.S. Steel reports its earnings this afternoon. Its stock has been on the move in 2016, and it's an interesting company to watch as the battle between American and Chinese steel producers heats up. That is a controversy that has come up a lot in the presidential campaign. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The good news for U.S. Steel? American trade regulators hiked up tariffs on Chinese steel after ruling that China was dumping steel here at unfairly low prices. So exports of steel from China plummeted. But guess what? U.S. Steel says China is now funneling its steel through Vietnam. Andrew Lane is with Morningstar.
That's kind of what we'd liken to the whack-a-mole phenomenon. If you knock one country out of the U.S. market, often one or more will pick up the slack.
Here's more bad news for U.S. Steel. China used to use a lot of the steel it produced in its massive building boom, but that bubble burst. Gordon Johnson is with Axiom Capital Research.
So what's happening is all that supply and capacity that was added in China to supplement and feed that bubble is now being diverted to the rest of the world, which is clearly weighing on global steel prices.
U.S. Steel has gotten more efficient, making some analysts more bullish. But with all of these challenges, predictions for the stock are all over the map. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Manuka honey is wildly expensive because it's rare and many people believe it has special health properties. The Manuka bush it's named for thrives in New Zealand, which is the global powerhouse of Manuka honey production. But a new region is trying to get a piece of that action. On the stately grounds of the Tregothnan Estate in Cornwall, England, there's a patch of Manuka bushes and a strong desire to cash in. Marketplace's Stephen Beard gives us a taste.
In a corner of the estate, managing director Jonathan Jones shows off one of his most valuable crops.
Come this way, into the secret garden. This very old doorway leads straight into the walled kitchen garden. And here, see that row of Manuka bushes? These are Manuka plants.
They produce liquid gold. Nectar collected by bees from these bushes makes the world's most expensive and useful honey.
There's a host of things that it's supposed to be good for. It's strongly antibacterial properties. It's used in medicine now for infections that can't be treated by antibiotics. It's an incredible honey.
At an incredible price, a tiny 4-ounce jar can sell for more than $60. Food industry expert Simon Creasy says Manuka is almost too valuable to put on supermarket shelves.
In the UK, we've had retailers have put the jars of honey inside security containers because they're so expensive that thieves have targeted them.
Tregothnan's honey could be set to get even more expensive as the world's purest Manuka. Using insect nets, Jonathan Jones plans to ensure his bees feast only on Manuka nectar.
Next summer, we can enclose the bees just on Manuka to create the world's first truly monofloral Manuka honey. So stand by for that.
New Zealand, which dominates the Manuka trade, is not impressed. Rashda Ali of the natural food company Comvita says New Zealand producers have tried confining the bees and it doesn't work.
the bees get very disorientated because they try to come out of the net. So it's not a very nice way of managing bees.
What's more, she doesn't accept that honey from Tregothnan really is Manuka.
Essentially, you're saying true Manuka can only come from New Zealand.
Manuka is a Maori word. The Maoris named Leptospira Manuka. Therefore, Manuka should be coming from New Zealand.
After all, she says, under trade rules, champagne has to come from the Champagne region of France, and Britain's traditional Cornish pasties have to be made in Cornwall. At the Tregothnan Estate in Cornwall, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, China loves American fried chicken so much that Wall Street is now taking notice. Yum Brands, the company that includes KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, is spinning off its China business today. Yum China will now trade separately on the New York Stock Exchange. It has more than 7,000 KFC and Pizza Hut restaurants in China. But soon, other fast food meals will menace Chinese diners. Later this year, the company promises to bring China Taco Bell. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.